The other question then is, can this International Stabilization Force, which is supposed to be part of the US-led peace plan, take action to disarm Hamas? But at this stage, it's not even clear who would be involved in that force. Would Hamas be willing to disarm voluntarily? Israel says, on the evidence of the past couple of months, no. Hamas's position is that it wants to see the withdrawal of all Israeli forces from Palestinian territory. It wants to see the establishment of a Palestinian state. And that is vociferously opposed by the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. So many difficult and thorny questions, as always here, and a lot for Mr. Netanyahu to discuss with the US President Donald Trump when they meet later this month.